Hey guys, we're back for another episode of Drink Till We're Married. Geek Goddess is here.
Hey, Cutie is here.
And I'm struggling.
Why?
So,
why are you struggling?
Because our drink of the week is none other than detox water. Water. And I'm over it. And
now let me tell you about being over it. I'm so over. I haven't had a drink. This is probably the longest period of time I've gone without a drink in probably the last time I've done something like this, which has been over a year or two. And I completely, like, stayed away from people this weekend because I have no self-control.
You cannot turn yourself into a hermit because you're not drinking alcohol, ma'am. Like, you cannot lock yourself in the house, like, close all the blinds. Like, are you, like, to the point where you can't even watch, like, a Ciroc commercial? Is that, like, too much?
Well, and honestly, it was, like, the liquor and the food, though.
Yeah.
So.
Food is a problem.
I mean, I didn't want to be on Instagram. I don't want to see your food posts. I don't want to see commercials about food. Luckily, I have Hulu, so they don't really do food commercials. But I was not here for it.
You know what I'm, like, starting to hate, and I used to love it on Facebook, those, like, recipes.
The quick meal.
Tasty. I saw one today, and, like, and I don't normally watch the whole thing.
You watched the entire.
No, I clicked on the link to actually watch the whole thing. It was, like, a Rice Krispie chocolatey pinwheel thing. Like, I was like, oh, that looks so good. And then I watched another one that was like a wine sorbet, which looked so easy to make. And we will be making it this summer.
I may have pinned something because I've pinned a couple of recipes. Oh, we're about to be. Oh, you got 90 days. See, I'm on 7 days of my 10-day cleanse. It's about to be popping.
I am attempting to get this gut in order.
I honestly think it is definitely the drinking for me. I mean, I wasn't eating all that great either, but more of the drinking probably than food. So I just have
to. Yeah, because you exercise. And so it's like when you drinking alcohol just like it makes your body stop.
And it makes me make bad food decisions.
Yeah.
Because
that too.
I want to eat that burger after I go out or those waffles with the cheese grits and. Yeah, I don't do that.
The fact of the matter is summer is almost here, people. Mm. It's getting warm outside.
Yes.
Spring is here, according to Snapchat. And I need to get cute to be on this beach.
Yes, I agree. I hit the beach like soon. So
yeah,
I'm even after my 10 days are up, I'm going to keep going. I'm just going to have like one meal a day with two smoothies, something like that. But
We're thinking about going to the beach for our birthdays, which is the first week of April.
Okay.
Ooh. And I just feel like I'm not
ready.
That's
like next week.
I know. I'm not ready.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I have carryover big girl swimsuits that's like, you know, I go and just wear a big girl swimsuit.
I only own one, like one piece.
Really? I love a good one piece, though.
I like a good one piece, but the one I have was like, oh, we're about to go get in this pool. Let me go run to TJ Maxx and grab a.
So you got the grandma one piece.
Yes, it's like the one with the big, wide crotch.
Does
I'm
it
like,
have
ew.
The ruffle,
yes, the ruching in the middle. It does. So yeah, that goes nowhere.
You want to know how not to meet a man on the beach? You wear that thing because he will assume that you have a husband and four kids and probably like a 6-month-old somewhere making like a sandcastle.
Girl,
that's how not to meet a man on the beach.
Does not see the light of day. I've worn it one time.
Yeah, you might cut that up,
care.
Get the sewing machine out and turn that into something else.
This belly could be hanging over. I'm going to be in a two-piece. You just going to have to deal with it. I'm going to be like the dudes doing my crunches real quick before we go outside.
Right?
Like, yeah, no.
Well, there's somebody out there for everybody. anyway, so the topic for the week is nice guys. And do nice guys, well, why nice guys finish last? Because I know they finish last. But why? Why do they finish last? Why is there always like one guy in everybody's crew that's like, oh, he's a good guy. We should try and hook him up.
Now
and
you know.
Like, nah.
Damn well. Why? He by himself.
Nah.
And I will not take it. Yes, you're a very nice guy all these great qualities, but you're just not, you don't have, you're missing that it factor.
What's the great qualities of a nice guy?
I think they are kind.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Giving.
Yes.
Smart. Not to say bad guys aren't smart, but, you know, it's like this whole nice guy package. It's almost, he's passive. Well, no, we said the good qualities. That's
the
not
good,
a good
qualities.
Quality.
I think nice guys are like, when I think about a nice guy, it's like, is this the person that my grandma would say, yeah, I should probably marry him?
I don't see, no. Well, I guess it depends on who your grandmother is, because
now, if your grandma was a Rolling Stone, then maybe she won't suggest that. But let me find out your grandma was a Rolling Stone.
No, but I mean, I think it's just more like they just want to see me happy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they don't look at it the way we do.
True. I don't know. I always feel like my older family members have been able to see through stuff that I couldn't see through. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so when I'm wrapped up in the, oh no, I really like him. And it's like, sister girl, that's not the one you want.
That because of things that you've told them? Or is that just from them meeting him and interacting with him?
Okay. Just, and I can even, now that I'm older, I can do that. Yeah. Like with my nieces and like with younger family members, it's like,
But isn't it always easier to do it when someone else's relationship and not your own?
Yeah, that's how life works.
So, I don't think it's age, Bobo. I think it's just when it's not you.
Maybe that is what it is. Like, I've always equated nice guys to being like the dorks.
Yeah.
Right? The ones,
seriously.
The Steve Urkel.
Yes.
The, like we were talking about Nick Cannon from,
Love Don't Cost a Thing.
Yes. Like you were just too much of a nerd for your own good.
Well, I think it goes to the point of, okay, a guy can have too much game and a guy can have not enough game. You gotta fall like right in the middle.
But that's
like, and I hate to say game, but you know what I mean. You have to have some, and I don't want to use, what's another word that, you know what I'm talking about. He has to have it.
No, I mean, he does have to have it, but that's a magical formula.
It is. So that's made up of a couple different things. Like you could be in, like right in the middle, and it's not because you have this huge personality, but you have just enough personality. You're slightly outgoing. I think nice guys usually are not outgoing, and that's how they get lumped into this. They're shy. They're, you know, that's how you're
overlooked.
They're
the guy that you can call when,
you know. It's pouring down rain outside. You need your damn tire change. You can't find the dude you're talking to.
He's going to come and he's going to do it. They're the guy at the end of the night when it's like, oh, I'm drunk and I live 50 minutes from here in the other direction. Can you drive me home? And he's going to say yes.
And he'll sleep over on the couch. Like, won't even try anything.
He'll get him a Red Bull and go home. Like
or that. Yes.
And then wake up the next morning and come get you so you can go back to the club
and
get your car from the parking lot.
Oh, gosh.
Like, he will do that.
And they wonder why they're finishing last. Because you tend into a woman that don't care about you in that way.
It's because nice guys make great friends. They are like the bestie that you always wanted that's a male. And it's like, oh, okay, this is perfect. You know, oh, I'm going out on a date. What should I wear?
See, I don't need those kind of friends. Because for me, I want you to have, like, you're going to ask him what you should wear. He's not going to give you an answer. And that's part of the problem. They are so passive.
Yeah.
That he's not, you're not helpful. I have to direct you in what you need to do.
Well, that's because you have an aggressive personality. I don't think you have to direct people. I think you choose to direct people.
We're talking about nice guys, not
because
me.
Because you feel like everybody needs direction. No, I mean, it's just like, I think when I look at nice guys, that's what happens to them. It's when they get put into the friend zone, because they're just passive, like you said, not as aggressive. Two, I think they don't always fit the physical description of what women typically say they want. I'm just going to go out on a limb and say 75% of nice guys are short. That's just what it is. They are.
I think because short is relative.
Not, because there is not a woman alive wait, wait, wait. Who has ever said, oh, I just love a short man. There, like, no woman. No. There, you could be 4'8" as a woman, I but know. You say, oh, I just love a tall man. And you're looking for, like, the 6'2" dude.
Right.
Like, no woman like, ever no says, woman. I want a short man. However, the average height of a man, I think, is like 5'9" or 5'10".
Yeah, I think it's 5'9". So. Actually, it might be 5'8". It might be shorter than
yeah,
that.
Like, yeah, like, I'm 5'7". So, where are all these tall men that we're looking for? Oh, it's like 4 of them, and 3 are in the NBA. There's one more hanging out in the breeze, you know. And so, all those other short men are just like...
Mm-hmm. So, I was raised, and this could easily be part of my kind of issue with height. My grandmother mm-hmm. told me never to date a short guy.
Why?
Because they have Napoleon complex and they're assholes. I swear, if that's not a direct quote, I'll have to ask my sister because I'm sure she was taught the same thing.
That could be true.
And again, it's not probably yeah. not all of them, but you're trying to make up for, you know, that's how I was raised. So for me, I've always been like, yeah, I'm not going to date a short guy.
But now that I don't know, I guess for me, that's not a turnoff to me, though. A guy trying to overcompensate through accolades, through his success.
Well, no, it's not about, but that's not how they, that's not what she meant about how they're assholes. They're usually, their personality usually sucks. Because they're overcompensating in that way. You know, having to make themselves feel big by making other people feel small.
Yeah, I've never met a short man like that. I typically meet the tall dudes uh-huh. that think they're all of that. And they kind of, you know, have that sort of arrogance. Like, mm-hmm. I know I can get any woman because if I have nothing else, I'm tall. And women are going to date
me. I don't know these guys. You like what? How does that come off? Do they say that, or is that what you read into when you meet them?
I have heard from a guy say in like different conversations, bring up the fact that he's tall. Like,
ew. Who is this person?
That's don't do it.
Do I know?
Don't do it. Do no, I know? No, 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 no.
Because I'm like, oh, I want to talk to him.
Do you know what? Maybe. Maybe. That's the offline conversation.
Okay. Let me remind you because we always yeah. forget about our offline conversation.
Maybe. This is somebody from the past, though. But it's like, dude, so what you're tall? Like, so what? That doesn't make you like God's gift to women. Like, oh, he would say it in conversation about, like, in talking about his options or whatever, mm-hmm. and, you know, him being able to meet women when he got to the point where he was ready to meet somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he kind of would say it like, it's not going to be an issue because I'm tall. And
first of all, dude, yes, I like tall men, but that's not all that you need to, that's all you bring into the table? I mean, have
yeah, a seat. It's kind of like,
that's kind of whack.
That's their milkshake, though. No. At least it is going to bring you to the yard. A tall, good-looking man will bring you to the yard. Now, you have a conversation yes. with him, then you'll realize, yeah. well, I don't like him.
Mm-hmm.
But a short, good-looking man ain't going to bring you to the yard as quick as a tall, good-looking man will.
No.
Yeah, exactly. And this is why nice guys also, finish last.
You're talking to someone who's 5'8". Do you know what I mean?
I so don't there's care a if difference. You were 6'12".
Oh, please. And then you know the bar will be raised even higher. That's my point. No, but anyway, we're not talking about my preference. We're talking in general, nice guys. Back to the nice
okay.
guys.
Okay. So if it's not him being short.
Because I've seen some tall nerds, too. They don't get no play either. So let's
why the nerds don't get play?
Because they nerds. We just said it. That is typically what you think of when you hear a nice guy. Steve Urkel.
What's wrong with a nerd, though? Hey. He probably could, like, my whole do thing his is, taxes.
I don't
like.
Have anything wrong with someone being smart. But when I think, like you said, are you dating Steve Urkel? Or are you dating Stefan?
I wish. You know, if I had to categorize the Boo is a nice guy. He's not like...
I don't think the Boo's a nice guy.
I don't know what Stefan. Stefan, to me, would give me more of like these like movie character guys. More like you know, like a movie star kind of guy. Like the guy you see out and it's like,
I think that was just their way of showing the drastic. So, okay. So not necessarily a Stefan, but what would be not necessarily someone you would categorize as a nice guy that's not a movie star?
Say that again.
So you said nice guys. Uh-huh. If your nice guy would be Steve Urkel, mm-hmm. who would be a Stefan who's not a movie star?
Oh, who's not a movie star?
Yeah.
Like in real life that we know?
Yes. Okay. Well, who was our first male guest?
Joe.
Is he a nice guy?
Joe Stefan.
That's my point. Joe Stefan.
Yeah. I wouldn't date him.
Okay.
Like, ever in life.
Okay, so who's the Steve Urkel that we would know?
Travis? White Travis.
Wait, Joe. Okay, I had him mixed up. I'm sorry. Yeah. I had him flipped in my head. Okay, wait.
Travis will be Urkel.
I would date an Urkel.
Joe will be Stefan.
Wait, Joe. Damn, I keep mixing them up.
I can't.
Okay, got it. I mean, I don't have a problem with either one of those. To me, though, I would not say that Travis is an Urkel because he has personality. He is outgoing. That's the key point in being a nice guy.
Yeah, he does have personality.
And that's why I don't feel like the Boo is a nice guy either, because they are still,
The Boo has personality when you know him, though. That's the thing with nice guys. If you put them out in this, you know, open environment, like a club.
Yeah.
And they don't know you. No, they're not going to come up to you and be like, hey, good looking, you know, can I buy you a drink or whatever?
Please don't come up to any woman and say, hey, good looking.
Well, you know, whatever these dudes say. I've heard like all kinds of lines in my day. All of them.
In your day, like she's so old.
I mean, all of them. But those guys aren't going to do that. They are going to stick with the people that they know. So likely their friends. If they have an outgoing friend in the bunch, then maybe the friend might approach you and your friends. Mm-hmm. But typically, no, the nice guy is going to lean back and enjoy the music, and they might look and they might appreciate your beauty. But so 10 times out of 10, they're not talking to you.
So can you sometimes misinterpret the nice guy for the guy that's not that nice? Because the one that's not that nice is just expecting women to come up to him? Or will you still? No, you'll know the difference.
No, yeah.
That arrogance will be there.
Exactly. The arrogance is there.
Or no, let me say confidence. The confidence. Arrogance. There.
And so that's what I'm saying. Like, I think when you look at, like, nice guys, it's unfortunate that they do finish last because they're not as outgoing.
But I think they finish last because they don't have the right group of friends around them.
What is that supposed to mean?
Because, first of all, if I have a friend that is, I would put in the nice guy category, mm-hmm. I'm telling you what you need to do. But it's up to you to do it, though.
Can we go back to the part that you like to direct people?
I'm trying to get him.
Can we loop back to that just for a moment?
I'm being helpful. I'm trying to get him not to finish last,
Everybody just doesn't receive it, though, right? So yes. It's like you could tell me what to do, okay. And I might know I should be doing it, but if I just don't have that personality, I'm not going
to
do it.
What did you say to me? Good girls, me. I.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you just put yourself in the good girl category?
I am such a good girl.
I had not put you there, but I appreciate you putting yourself there.
You said good girls finish last because they want to, because I... Okay, me. You didn't call me a good girl.
Did not. I need you to please clarify that. Did not. Will not. Shall not.
Ever. But you said I finished last by choice. Isn't that the same choice he's making if he's not taking advice? Mm-mm. Or at least trying something different? Mm-mm. Let me dress you up in a different outfit. No.
That's like if someone has like social anxiety, mm-hmm. It's unfair to say that they're not talking to people because they're not trying. If there's something just in them and their personality just won't let them do it, then I think it's unfair to assume that they're not trying.
Yes. And I'm not saying I'm going to throw you into the middle of a club, but even if I'm going to have a house party, I'm going to invite a couple people over, you should come over, and you still not talking, and it's only like 10 of us here. You're not trying. I don't care. I don't care. Yes, ma'am.
Everybody just isn't like that, though. And I've even seen that with my own friends. There are people who will just keep to the people that they know. And that's it.
I used to be that person.
And they're uncomfortable.
I don't know if I was ever uncomfortable. But I used to be that person. Like, when I was younger, like, yeah, no. I wouldn't meet new friends. Or I had no desire to meet anyone new. You know, I'll stick to my little circle of friends and...
Yeah. So how did you get out of that?
I grew up.
Oh, okay.
So what they need to do is grow the hell up.
Work like that. It does not. If you're a guy and you're shy and let's say you might have social anxiety, maybe or maybe not, right?
I think or, they can describe something for that.
And you're also, let's say you're short. Okay, let's add that in the mix. Mm-hmm. And then you're not the guy that women have typically, you know, fawned all over or whatever. So maybe you're not like good looking as it relates to what mainstream America says is good looking.
Right? I think that all just sounds like low self-esteem to me. Self-esteem.
For a reason, though. You have low self-esteem for a reason. If you're a man who has been rejected time and time again by tall, beautiful, hey cuties.
Whatever.
Okay.
Like,
the tall, beautiful, hey cuties batting their eyelashes in the club like, don't talk to me if you ain't finna step to me correctly. If you ain't got a little bit of game, you ain't buying no drinks, don't come over here with that. Yeah, I probably would have low self-esteem too.
I don't treat people that way.
No, I didn't say that you do. However, comma, you have set a time or 37, because we're on episode 37 and you jumped in short, guys. So.
I do let them down very easily.
Oh, but they're being let down. So there comes the rejection and the low self-esteem. Couple that with, you know, all the other factors. No, I wouldn't be out here putting myself out there either. I think those guys... they finish last because they don't ask for help.
Well, and let me say this, though. Just like there are this bunch of nice guys, and since you've established I'm not a nice girl, why don't they hook up with the nice girls then?
Oh, because nice girls never want a nice guy. That's just what it is. I've known those girls, and they want...
Who's a nice girl?
I ain't finna be like calling people out on.
Would our friend Cece be a nice girl?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But she's gorgeous.
No, I'm not saying it's it has not anything look. To do with no. her look.
But I mean, she has personality too. So
and
what
she
makes
don't
a
want
girl...
a nice guy though.
I know she don't. But why is she a good girl and I'm not?
Because you ain't. You gotta take that up with God. Like, I don't know.
Cece, we love you, girl.
I'm not the one giving out the nice girl titles here. And if I am, you didn't get one. It just is what it
just
is.
Just deal with it and move on.
It's like, I don't know what to tell you, ma'am. You don't get the title.
But she is, like, smart.
Crazy
very
smart.
Giving. Oh, my yeah. gosh. But she, I wouldn't categorize her as passive.
If I had to introduce her to a guy that I felt like was a nice guy, a nerd, someone mm-hmm. that's kind, someone who would make a good partner, mm-hmm. unless he has a certain air about him, I don't think she would give him the time of day. Nice girls want bad boys. They want the... oh, I want somebody that's, you know, that can wear a suit, but he also a little thug in the streets.
Then I'm a good girl. Okay, never mind.
I don't know how many times I have to tell you. You are not a good girl. Okay.
Are you a good girl?
No. Oh. No? Absolutely not. God, no. No.
No.
That's how I got the boo. Like, you want all of that? Come on on this roller coaster. I'm gonna take you for a ride. It's been a ride these last 3 years. Like, to the point where we're gonna go home to where he's from to, like, you know.
When?
So we're gonna go for Easter. And he's like, well, What you gonna wear for Easter?
That's the first thing that popped in my head was, what is she gonna wear?
I might wear my all white fitted. He was going, no. No, you're not wearing that. We're gonna have to court. Let me see what you gonna wear. Cause you, Keisha, you can't come.
No, ma'am. What you're not gonna do is roll up to my mama church.
Hey, ma!
In your brunch dress.
His mama loves me. Hey, ma! With like the boobs out and like you know, and I was wearing my gold wig. He was like, "You ain't wearing that."
Oh my gosh, I can't even. Oh my god, that is just as bad as when I was in New York for my sister's wedding, and we went to church.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh! So I have to show you the picture, but my dress was like boop.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah,
did you? Oh, Lord.
Then what did my sister have on? I mean, because you see how she dresses?
Yeah.
Yeah. We was up in there. Everyone's like, heads down. We walked in the church.
Who is them?
Yes.
They need an altar call. They need...
Place them hands. Where's the holy water? Get the
oil.
Yes.
The water.
In the hands for prayer.
Sister Johnson with the white gloves.
Yes.
They need all of it. They need to be rinsed and redeemed.
No. So no, you cannot do that.
I don't care. Like I love to like when we have conversations, I'll throw out like scripture and it'll be all wrong and stuff. And you'd be like, see, that's why I'm not taking you nowhere.
At least you throw them out. Look.
It'd be good and wrong though. Like, don't it say somewhere? He'd be like, no, it doesn't. But so no, I'm not your typical nice girl, right? Like there's a nice church girl out there somewhere that probably would love to be with the boo, right? She's somewhere like baking cookies.
No, she's somewhere with her voodoo doll of you. Like she gonna give me my man.
Right? She has memorized Bible scripture from front to back. You know, she wears like conservative clothes. She does not drink like a fish. She doesn't stand on tabletops.
So I take that back. My friend Cece is not a good girl.
She do throw him back then.
She do throw him back.
But I think God's like...
I think guys
like a little bad girl.
Yes, they do.
Girls like a little bad boy. So
just
then
a little.
It's like,
but just a little. I think guys take it too far, which kind of overpowers. I think it's almost like these guys have taken it so far to the left that the guys that are still nice guys, they make them look extra lame. Do you know what I mean? Like,
that's
it's
true.
Like so contrasting that.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, women, if you are serious about finding a partner, check out the last lame guy that you played to the left and just like give him another like look.
Like the picture you showed me of Russell Wilson.
Okay.
And someone posted that. Someone posted it exactly was like, oh, you want a nice guy, but if you saw him.
Because
a man
this picture
dressed
was
like this,
from last year.
Or was it Pro Bowl?
No. It was last year.
Oh, I thought it was a recent picture.
No, it's the old picture from training camp that starts like in April. So 2015.
Okay.
April 2015.
Okay.
Now, I think he was with Cece then. You know, I think he was with Sierra. But if I didn't know that was Russell Wilson and I saw this dude walking down the streets of whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. Dad jeans.
Grandpa Hawaiian shirt.
I don't know what kind of shoes them was.
What are those?
Like, I don't know what them was. I'm going to go out on a limb and hope they were name brand, but it's like...
I'm sure they were. He has a contract with someone, right?
My daddy wore name brand shoes, but they still dad shoes. You know what I mean? But it's like you would look at that guy and be like, no, I'm straight.
Right.
I'm good. Because you want the guy that's dressed nice with the tailored suit and the...
But
the,
you even said
you know,
to me...
The custom clothes or whatever.
No, because some guys don't end up... They don't start off that way. It is almost about like a reflection of who they're with. Like you said, now your boy don't dress like that.
But some women don't want a project, though.
And I don't want a
that
project.
You have to call it a project, but... If I have to pick out your clothes so that you're not walking around with a Tommy Bahama shirt on and some dad jeans, then that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
And it's even better if I can put it on your card and not mine.
oh, that's the only way it'll happen. I'm sorry.
Mm-mm, some men don't want you to shop for them. Like, so you just have to go buy it and, like, ease it into the wardrobe and be like, oh, look at this shirt. This will look so good.
No, they know damn well they ain't bought that shirt.
Yeah, but it's already bought, though. That's different from give me your money and let me go buy you something. Then they're going to say no. But if you already bought it and it's here.
Yeah. But if you don't go shopping with him and, like, oh, try this on instead of that ugly mess you got in your hand.
When was the last time you went shopping with a man? It's not a fun experience. It's been a while.
I don't like shopping with anyone but myself, honestly, because I go, you know, I know what I like and I go get it. Guys are worse. So my ex, I would go shopping with him and oh my gosh.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm good.
It's not a desirable experience. That's so like, oh my God. I'd rather just buy it and bring it home. You try it on. I can convince you.
Yeah.
If I can't convince you, then I'll take it back. I don't want to go shopping with you. It's like, one, I never knew how many different shades of navy blue there are until I met you.
What?
We can go in any store in the world. He will find something blue.
Is that his favorite color?
Yes.
Navy blue?
Yes. Oh, everything is, I'm like, you know they have other colors. Oh, look at this one. You know you don't like that one? Okay. You want to go back to the blue? You want blue stripe? Okay. And it's just like, you know what? Don't. Okay. I'm ready to go home. I don't want to be here anymore. But it's a project. It's like being able to put your time and your energy and your effort into someone and them receiving it.
Well, they have to want to receive it because this, that goes back to my point. If you have female friends and they're helping you with your wardrobe and stuff like that, and you're not receiving it, it's still the problem. Are you going to receive it from someone you like? Because I'm sure you like one of those.
But criticism is a little different.
I don't criticize.
Chat, please. Chat, please. If you're not in a relationship with the guy and you're telling him he needs to dress different or he needs to approach women differently,
it comes off as criticism.
It's going to come off that way. One, because you're not invested in it. Because at the end of the day,
we're friends.
You don't care at the end of the day. You don't, because you ain't got to go home with him, so he can wear whatever the hell he really like. If he,
no, you coming out with me?
Unless you paying for him to get in the club, what you gonna do? He's a grown man. He can wear whatever he wants to wear. Like, that's what I'm saying. So I think it's different when it comes from your partner, because men aim to please their partners. I would hope nice guys aim to please their partners. So if it's like, oh, I love to see you in this. I would love to see you in this shirt. Or, hey, try these pants. Mm-hmm. Or whatever. Then that's a little different from, you need to stop wearing all them, all that BS, and you look like you 12 years old, and don't nobody wear that no more, and that's why you ain't got nobody, because you out here wearing these Tommy Bahama shirts, you're gonna never. That's a little different.
Let me ask you this, because I think we've had this conversation before, too. I think it only takes for a nice guy to date that not-so-nice girl, like, once, before the other women come flocking.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's the kind of service we need to set up.
Set them up with bad girls? So no, then they just can start so they can, chicks?
Yeah. Like, it's just, you pay for a date. Look, hey, cutie, will come pay me to go on a date with you. I will get you order, order air time.
I don't want no part of that. I feel like that heart like going to get broken. Now we got death on our hands because he done snapped and like, no. I'm not in it.
But you know what I mean. But yeah, it just seems like as soon as one woman is interested in a man, other women kind of, ooh, why is she interested in him?
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, that's absolutely the truth. I mean, we could go back to the Russell Wilson example. Mm-hmm. Nobody, I mean, he was married, so maybe that's why. But even, it's a lot of married dudes out here that women still drool all over. Yeah. With nobody drooling over him. Nobody was even checking for him. Nobody knew he played football. Like, I know I didn't. I was like, who,
I did.
Who's she dating?
A little, but you know.
Who he played for?
Anyway, that don't count.
Oh, okay. That's all right. Sure, I was like, what?
Because he didn't won the Super Bowl. You didn't know who he was?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
He wasn't on my radar. Richard Sherman. I knew who Richard Sherman was.
Same team?
Yeah, but a lot more like...
Marshawn, what's his name?
Beast Mode. Yeah. Because you have the... Like, these are like... Aggressive. Not that they're bad boys, but you know what I mean? They're a little more boisterous and...
Personality.
A lot more personality. And so...
I think that's what nice guys lack. I think that's what we keep coming back to. It's... Overall, to me, I feel like it's that personality. There's something missing, lacking in their personality that...
But it's... All I'm saying is, it is something that's not there that typically women are attracted to, but it ain't gonna be there. You can't make it be there. So they have to figure out.
Like Hitch, like the movie Hitch.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like he changed those men that he was helping. He helped them kind of. I always say this. It just takes a guy to get my attention.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it doesn't have to be, you know, just something that you do to get my attention. And that's kind of what he would do, set up a situation for them.
Just be interesting and be sincere, because that's why I think in the end, nice guys, there's a woman that wants a nice guy.
I think
because he's
sincere
and kind and caring. And when you see that over and over again, but not in a friend way, guys, please stop putting yourself in the friend zone.
They do it to themselves.
Friend zone, it's not going to get you where you want to be.
No.
Like, because ever. It's going to get
women
you
are very
in friend zone.
Compartmental. We will put you in that box and you will live and die in that box.
Yeah. And then it's like, you don't find out, you know, you could be friends with a guy and then like 10 years later, somehow you find out, oh, he liked you or whatever.
Right.
Dude, like.
Like the situation
you
we
said
had.
Time. Like, right. I'm supposed to know. That was like 6 years ago. And I probably was single.
Right.
I'm thinking you just want to be my friend.
Exactly.
And then that's it. And I think women just like, oh, okay, well, but that was done. So now that we're friends and I look at you like a brother, we can't go back from that.
Yeah.
You know, so you just have to chalk it all up. But I think men have to, ultimately women want a man to make a move.
Yes. And I think that's what it is too. I mean, yeah, I have no problem talking to guys, but I prefer him to come talk to me.
Yeah. If you're shy and you don't want to talk to somebody in person, hell, write me a letter. Send me a text,
Listen,
an email.
Send something. Me a drink across, yes, drink, across the bar.
And that's why she's not a nice girl. She's been and got Cosby across the bar. So I sent her something across, but don't send me nothing.
No.
Write me a letter that I can read.
I order a drink and then you pay for it type of thing.
Yeah, that's movie. Game, though. Dudes with game do that. If you ain't got no game, you're not thinking about, oh, I'm going to send her a drink.
You better listen to this podcast and put that in your repertoire.
They ain't doing it.
Mm.
They not doing it.
You better buy me a salad or something. Listen. No, but have you ever, I hear these stories all the time. It never happens to me about someone paying for your food.
That's happened to me before.
I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Do something where, you know.
I don't think it's going to happen in person. I think if you're a shy guy, you're always going to be shy. I don't think you're going to meet your partner that way. I think you
How
need to
get nice
hooked
guys
up.
Meet?
I think
oh,
you
they
gotta
get
hooked
up.
Yeah. I really do. I think it has to be in an environment where...
He feels safe. Go get your whoopee so you can feel safe.
And this is someone who's not a stranger, because maybe they're a friend of a friend or whatever. And it has to be easy. So I think nice guys meet women at work because it gives them an opportunity to kind of cultivate a relationship. And then you can kind of ease into, oh, I like her and she likes me or whatever.
Yeah.
But you don't have to see someone from across the room and go up to them and talk to them. I just don't think nice guys are going to do that.
I don't think they would do that. I mean, unless you work directly with them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like if you work together, like if you're on the same team and you're constantly kind of interacting.
I
can't
see it on the same floor because I kind of, like, I sit in an area where it's not my team, but I still interact with the people.
So if you're constantly interacting and then they figure out, oh, she's single. Okay, I'm single. Okay. I'm going to, you know, talk to her a little bit more and maybe we'll go to lunch because we're working on something. And then I'll just say, oh, well, what you eating for lunch or whatever. And then based on the conversation, I think at lunch should tell a man whether or not she's into him. If she talking about all the dudes she been like knocking down and stuff.
But who would do that with a coworker?
A lot of people.
Really?
So a lot of random people.
I'm so like, I don't do personal at work, so.
That's not me. Yeah, but a lot of people do though. Mm-hmm. Just, I mean, it could be something as simple as, oh, yeah, I'm so tired because I was up late last night because I was out with this guy. And then it goes on this. Like, if I was interested in a guy, I would never talk about another guy.
Right. I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah. So if she even mentions another guy, she's not interested. So wrap your lunch up and keep moving.
And don't pay for that lunch neither. Make sure she pay for her damn lunch herself.
Now, but if you're interested, you got to pay first, though.
Well,
like, y'all go to, like, Chick-fil-A. Like, you're not going to pay first. If you're a guy and you're interested, you should pay first.
Yeah. I guess. I don't know.
You don't pay for her food, she puts you in friend zone.
Really?
If a dude asks me to lunch.
No.
And I'm unclear on what it is.
Okay. Yes.
And he orders separately and I order and I pay for my food.
And I know exactly what it is. Yes, you're right.
We will always be friends, but and that's it.
I guess I'm looking at it from my perspective. Well, I would always assume that it's just work. So I would assume to pay for myself.
You can assume that as the woman.
But if he
if he says, oh, no, don't worry about it, I got it.
Oh, then I should think automatically, like, not automatically.
Yes, automatically. Go there first. If you know he's single, why not?
Yeah.
If he's married, I kind of need you to pay for your own food.
And that's what, I mean, it happens.
Now, I don't know. If he putting it on company, I don't care. Do you want to buy this food? Well, but we're not sitting down having an intimate lunch anyway. We like talking about work stuff, I would assume.
Right, yes. But they still offer to pay. I don't know if that's just them being men, you know.
I don't know. That's a good question. I would like to know that from our listeners. Are married men out here paying for, like, single women's,
I'm
like,
telling you, yes, they like, are. It's happened to me.
But why?
And all we talk about is work. It's not like it's anything personal. I mean, we're cool.
So maybe it's just like...
Because we're... I mean, I've known
you for being kind.
Years.
And, yeah.
Okay.
I have to ask. Look. I wish the boo would.
First of all.
I'd be checking receipts.
I'm sure you do.
I don't want you paying for nobody a bottle of water. I don't care if she choking and she need a Halls cough drop.
You better go to the faucet.
Look, get her debit card before she dies. Take it down. She get her own Halls cough.
I can't even take you. Poor woman.
We were talking about, so Charlotte had the Polathon.
Oh my gosh.
This past weekend.
I missed it. 50 Cent was there. Not that I was going. A lie.
Nice girl over here. like, I just need y'all to be listening to this. All this nice girl activity. But we were joking about it or whatever. And I think I went to sleep maybe before him. It was on Friday or Saturday night. And he was like, I could have dipped out and went to the Polathon. And I was like, boy, please. I have to be checking your bank statement.
Right.
And he was like, oh, but I ain't going to spend that money. Oh, okay. I don't care what you do.
Right. As long as you're not spending no
you
money.
You can stand out there all night. You can watch the whole performance. But if Aeon Dollar gets spent, not Aeon Dollar.
You better not flip no coins up in that bitch.
Talking about not a penny. Do you hear me? I don't want no nickels on the stage.
Right. Not a quarter.
Nothing.
Can't even.
Don't even give them a piece of chewing gum if they breast stink. Absolutely not. No.
Oh my God.
But look, if you want to go down there and be thirsty and like can't spend no money.
Because you will look real thirsty in the right? Club.
Oh, one dude in the club, like you can't even buy a drink. Please, go down.
No, they're too expensive. She's going to think I bought two.
Right? I'm checking a statement.
Oh, my gosh. No. So, what do we tell nice guys? What do we tell them?
We tell nice guys to stay true to who you are.
I agree with that. Definitely.
Because hopefully at some point you'll find a nice girl.
But you will.
But two, stop being people pleasers.
Yes.
Because that's like people pleasers being like the good friend and just doing whatever it is. Because
you're being taken
wants.
Advantage of.
Yeah.
Tell her to find a man.
Yeah.
Cut it out.
So don't be a people pleaser. And then reach out to your circle to find somebody.
Yeah.
Ask for the hookup. Ask your female friends to hook you up.
I don't think they're that aggressive enough.
Really? Mm-mm. To ask for the hookup?
Because that's you admitting that you have an issue meeting women. Are they really? I don't think they're going to do that.
Probably not. Be open to being hooked up then.
Then be open. That's it. Yeah. Go forth and be open.
go forth and be open. Because there is always like a nice girl somewhere that's our friend. And we're like, oh my God, I could hook her up with such and such. Mm-hmm.
We have a whole list. We need to find some fellas because we have a whole list that we supposed to be working on.
I ain't finding nobody nothing until they come off these bad boy standards. I don't have time for that. I only know nice guys. So unless you want a nice first, guy ladies. With some dad jeans on and, you know, I don't know.
You heard it here
he
first.
He might be 5'3". But he got a good job, good credit. He love the Lord. He gonna take care of you. Like he gonna run your bath water. Unless you want that guy, don't call me because I don't hang out with bad boys. So
I do, ladies. I will hook you up. I do. Mm-mm.
If you want somebody that's gonna run through you and waste your time, then call a bad boy because I don't have time for that.
I just feel like bad boys get the bad rep.
No, they don't. They get the rep that they earn.
So in the perfect match. Was mm-hmm. that the movie we both saw?
Uh-huh.
So Terrence J, what?
You don't think he got what he deserved?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
But he also ended up with a good girl at the end. That's my point. I feel like a lot of these dudes, they get a bad... First of all, dudes never handle any situation. Some girl done turned this dude out and turned him into a bad boy. Not all of them, but some of them. Because that's exactly what happened to him in the movie.
True.
And then you have to work through that, but you also have to be willing to work through that in with any relationship except the part you played in it so that you can move forward.
I think that's true.
So, and, you know, stop trying to be out here in these streets because, yeah.
But women make it easy for bad boys to continue in their ways.
I think so. We'll have to get into that because I think that's the topic women need to hear.
Stop enabling
these dirt bags.
Okay, enabling the dirt bags. Give a nice guy a chance. Give that guy in your office whose glasses are probably a little bit too thick. Give him a chance.
Yeah.
You know, so what? His pants probably like two sizes too big. Just give him a chance.
Don't listen to this one because no. It's not give always in that bad of a package.
Most of the time it do be though.
No, it's not.
It do.
No.
The one that got, like he wears a book bag to work, but the book bag is just like a little bit too little. And he got on like the clunky Steve Madden work shoes.
Give him a chance. Who sells those shoes?
I don't know, but I bet you somebody got them all hooked up. Give that man a chance though.
Mm-mm.
The one that wears like the yellow shirt to work and you're trying to figure out where in the hell he bought a yellow button down shirt. Just, you know.
Goodbye.
Give him a chance.
Goodbye. I'm done with you for the night. And look, we were sober. I don't think it's the drinks. I really think it's us.
Y'all women are not giving these men a chance. Like, it's just hurting my heart.
Mm.
If I see one more woman comment on some dude that's like, you know, muscular or whatever, some movie star looking dude, oh my God, he's so fine. I think you probably got bad credit, breath stink, because he been to the dentist and
put like four kids.
Like, so he fine. Ugh, I'm done. Nice guys get a bad rap. They do.
Well, they need to follow the steps you said. Go
nice
forth
guys,
and be
y'all
open.
Call me.
Yes. Call me. I think that's what we should do. Up. Hook guys up instead of hooking the women up. Because the women come with this list.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, men have a list too, but women
what?
Are
you
so.
Say they come with a list?
Not
is that
me.
What you say?
Girl, they do.
Child, the devil is a lot.
I don't have a list.
The devil is a lot.
Anyway, fellas, if you want to be hooked up with some nice ladies, please hit us up. Where do we want them to go? Facebook?
Yeah, hit us up on Facebook because we need to see that you're a real person.
Actually, send us an
and I need to look through your photos to make sure you're a real person. Yeah. Don't be hitting me up and you got like a wife and three kids at home talking about I'm a nice guy.
We're not going to play Tinder. That's what we're not going to do.
Yeah, no, you nice and married. Keep it that way. Hit us up on Facebook because there's somebody out here for everybody. And we're just trying to promote Black love.
Yes, because Black love exists. Hit their page up on Instagram.
Yes. All right. Well, that wraps up another episode of Drink Till We're Married. What we got going on?
We have a couple events coming up. So Winter Escape will be announcing the 2017 trip. So we will be live with them when they announce that.
Yes.
April 1st.
That's next week.
Yes.
On April Fool's Day.
Mm-hmm. So don't get tricked. You never know where they're going.
Yeah. We're not tricking you guys. We are going to be there though.
But yeah, we will.
So check our Facebook page. Do we know the location?
Not yet. Once we get the details, you know, we'll put it all over social media.
And it'll be fun. Come out. So you guys can learn more about the trip because next year we will be hosting an event.
Yes.
So we got that all locked in. So you can come out and hang with us next year.
At Winter Escape.
At a secret location.
But passports are required. So let's go.
Yes.
Yes.
So outside of that, hit us up on social media. Facebook, Drink Till We're Married. Instagram, Drink Till We're Married. Twitter, DTWM_podcast.
And you can always send us an email at drinktowermarried@gmail.com.
Yes. And till the next time, cheers.
Cheers.